Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. I do pray that you all can hear me. I'm having some technical difficulties on tonight, and I don't seem to be able to click my things opening song off. So I do pray that you all can hear me. Deacon Marvin Cox, can you hear me? Deacon.
Hello?
Deacon Marvin Cox, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, praise the Lord. I wanted to know that I was having some technical difficulties because I couldn't seem to turn my theme song off because I'm having some technical difficulties. But thank God I can hear you. You can hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. And you know the devil is a liar.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God on tonight, yes, the devil is a liar. You are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Tonight is Saturday, August the 12th, 2017. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now. so you can prepare and be ready for the man of God as he comes forth to bring God's word on tonight in the persons of Dick and Marvin Cox. But as we always do, we always open up in prayer. So we're going to do the same on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are once again, Heavenly Father. We come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are. Heavenly Father, we come seeking and asking for forgiveness of all of our sins and our transgressions, beginning with me. Then I also include Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, that your, so that your prayer, so that your word, Heavenly Father, and that everything that we do over this worldwide platform on tonight will not be in vain, but that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight for your glory. Heavenly Father, we come now and lifting up all those that may be tuned in on tonight who do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. It is our prayer and our heart's desire, the Lord, that something will be said on tonight that will prick their hearts, their minds, and they will be able to open their own mouth. And after opening their mouth, they will ask and seek Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight for them in Jesus' name. And then also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. In the name of Jesus, I come lifting up my older sister, Janice Nielsen, in a special way, Lord. You know her heart situation. You made her, Heavenly Father. You know all about her. You told us in your word that you are our healer. And so we're standing on the word that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she's healed, and she is going to have a great testimony, and she's going to stand with holy boldness and letting the world know that it was you, Heavenly Father, who have healed her and restored her body so that she can have a testimony that would give you glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And not only for my sister Janice, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Again, for we know that you are the chief physician, and you are our balm in Gilead, so you are our healer. So we thank you for who you are. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those in a special prayer, Heavenly Father, on tonight, and down in Charlottesville, Virginia, those that have been involved or caught up in that tragedy, Heavenly Father, that hate tragedy, Heavenly Father, but also the pilot and the co and the passenger in the helicopter that was killed, and one person was killed due to violence today when it happened down in Virginia. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds, console those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, not only those families, but families all over the land. Touch their hearts, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Help them to remember and know, Heavenly Father, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would move by your spirit down in Charlottesville, Virginia, Heavenly Father, that you would restore the peace, Lord, that love would abide in that city, in that state, Heavenly Father, not only in Virginia, but all over the world, Heavenly Father, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help me to decrease and help Deacon Marvin Cox to decrease, Heavenly Father, so that the world and people will not see or hear us, but they will see and hear Jesus. They will hear your word as we are your chosen vessels, Lord. We just thank you for this platform that we're able to bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ. We're not worthy of it, Heavenly Father, just like your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight toward all of the people in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, before we close this prayer, we want to include Jerusalem and Israel. Heavenly Father, that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory is our prayer. Continue to move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, in the lives of your saints that tunes in faithfully to this ministry, to this worldwide platform. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Continue to bless the works of their hands that you'll be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just pray, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox as he delivers your word. And through the point, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, again, amen. We do have another spirit. So thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox, and touching and agreeing with that prayer. And also the listeners, too, as well. Our tonight's spirit of food for thought comes to us saying, have you ever wanted something or someone so bad, but now you are grateful God blocked it? Once again, our spirit of food for thought for tonight comes to us asking us a question. Have you ever wanted something or someone so bad, but now you are grateful God blocked it? That's our spiritual food for thought for tonight. Please go to blogtalkradio.com /servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I pray that you do have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. In the form of announcements, I would like to announce to the listeners in the Michigan area, the Detroit area, I have two upcoming events that are coming and taking place very soon. For those that are in the Detroit, Michigan area that may be tuned in and listening, that can get the word out, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters Ministries are having a backpack school jamboree that will be taking place at River Rouge Park on Saturday, August the 19th, starting at 4 p.m. Again, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters Ministries, under the direction of Pastor Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, they are sponsoring a backpack school jamboree, and it will be taking place at River Rouge Park in Detroit, Michigan. And again, it will take place on Saturday, August the 19th, starting at 4 p.m. All donations and all school supplies are asked to be turned in by or before August the 19th. If you need more information pertaining to their the back-to-school jamboree, you can please give Brother Ashton Terrell a call. Again, Brother Ashton Terrell, and I'm going to get his number real quick for you. Brother Ashton Terrell can be reached at area code 248. Again, that's area code 248-234-8127. They would like to be a blessing to the community and also to the children, and they are anticipating giving away up from 150 up to 200 school bags full with supplies for the children. So they're asking for all donations, financial donations, or supplies. If you're able to support them, please give Brother Ashton Terrell a call for more information. Again, area code for him is 248. And the phone number is 234-8127. There will be refreshments, fun, music for all that will be participating at that event. So we do pray that you would support them. And my final announcement for tonight is that we ask that you would please support Sonora Missionary Baptist Church on Sunday morning, August the 20th. Sonora Missionary Baptist Church is located at 7738 Sylvester, right off of Van Dyke, and they will be having one sermon, three messages. Again, they will be having one service, but there will be three messages at the 11 o'clock hour at Sonora Missionary Baptist Church, located in Detroit, Michigan. It will be the service will be outdoors. Again, it will be 11 a.m. The service starts on Sunday, August the 20th, Sonora Missionary Baptist Church, under the pastorship of Pastor Lionel Jackson. And they will, at the end of the service, they will be also giving away school supplies, and they will also be giving away clothes. So if you are in the area and you know children or families that may need school supplies or clothes, if you're in the Detroit area on Sunday, August 20th, stop by, pass the word. That Sonora Missionary Baptist Church will be, their service will be outdoors on Sunday, August 20th, starting at 11 a.m. And at the conclusion of their service, again, it will be outdoors. They will be giving away school supplies and clothes. And that will, that theme for that day is one sermon, three messages. So they will have one sermon and three different messengers will be talking about that one, or this, going over that one sermon for that day. So we want you all to know about that, and we just ask you all to support them as well and be blessed as you go and get the word, and then you receive a blessing for your children. But, we are so looking forward to Deacon Marvin Cox coming forth now, as he always do. And again, from now on, he's always going to come with a poem first. The Lord has anointed him to be able to write such spiritual, gifted, uplifting, encouraging poems I told him, and I'm still on him about you need to get them poems in a book. He must have like two. I may be exaggerating, but he must have at least two briefcases full of poems that he has written. They need to be empowered and put in books, in a book form, because he'd have like two or three volumes worth that would be compiled in books if he would actually do it. So we are praying that the Lord would touch his heart and that he would be able to do that, that he will be able to fill that God purpose for his life as well, that he can be a blessing to those that buy the book and read it, but will be a blessing by his poems. They are so inspirational. Deacon Marvin Cox is going to come forth, and he's going to share a poem with us, and he is also going to bring the word. But before he brings the word on tonight, I am going to go into the other room, and I wasn't going to do a musical selection, but I am going to do a musical selection. If you will bear with me just for a second as I prepare, because I wasn't, and the Lord just put it in my spirit, I'm just going to do something real quick here. And I pray that you all will enjoy this musical selection. And following this musical selection, Deacon Marvin Cox is going to come forth with his poem, and then he's going to go right into the word on tonight. So enjoy this musical selection on tonight.
Hey man, I need to write it up. That's it right there. Yeah. It's all time.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I do hope you all enjoyed that. That was Yes, God is Real, for those of you that may not be familiar with that gospel hymn. Again, Yes, God is Real. We got to know that it's a personal thing. You got to know that personally for yourself. God is real in your soul, and I do pray that you're saved in Jesus' name. So right now, I am yielding the mic over to Deacon Marvin Cox as he brings forth and share his poem. Then he's going to go directly into the word. Deacon Marvin Cox, I yield the mic to you.
Amen. Brother Brown, I want to, I'm having technical difficulties over here myself, but I was wondering, is it possible? I have a friend, and her grandson the other day was murdered. He was at the bonfire on the west side, and she told me that she would tune in tonight. You know, she had called to get some words of encouragement, and it was just a few minutes before we was going to go on the air. And she asked if it was possible that I could read read her a poem. I know that we had time scheduled for the poem, but this is for...
That's fine. Go right ahead.
And this is for those people that are bereaved, those that are going through some situations in their life that it seems like there's no way out. And to sister, you know who you are. This is for you. And it's called, and I hope that some of you can identify with me when things just, you know, those, especially those that are bereaved this evening, is called Nobody Knows. Nobody knows of what you're going through. Nobody knows, only God and you. No calculator can count the tears that you've cried. No MRI can detect what you feel on the inside. Stephen King couldn't even imagine how unreal this all seemed. And if it would make you feel better, you would scream, scream, scream. Nobody knows of this grief too hard to bear, or where would we all be if God wasn't there? God knows. God knows of what you're going through. He wants you to bring your burdens to Him so He can comfort you. God is saving all the tears that you cried to nourish the memories of your loved ones that you have on the inside. Now is the time to rejoice and not a time to be blue. Your loved one can never die because they'll live forever in you. They became weary of life's journey and had to stop and rest for a while. Then God sent His angels to escort them the very last mile. The hardest thing in life is learning how to let go. When the pain of losing your loved one go away, God is the only one that know. Now, Sister Scott, that's for you. And I just thank you, Brother Brown, for allowing me to send out those words of comfort to her. And hopefully if there's anyone out there that's bereaving, sometimes in our hour of dilemma, it seems like no one knows, no one understands. But I want you to know this evening that God knows and God understands. Now,
I can bear witness to that poem. I just wanted to touch and agree with you regarding that poem. That was a perfect fitting poem, so I touch and agree with you regarding that poem. So, right at this time, he's going to go directly into God's word on tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. Now, I won't tarry before you long. Tonight's lesson is we're coming from the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter. Verses 1 through 16, and it is the parable of the vineyard workers. And I'll give you the topic, then I'll read, and then I will expound upon the word for tonight. The topic is, seniority has no privileges. Amen. Now, I read to you from the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16, from the King James Version book of the Bible. Amen. And it reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them unto the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They said unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard
saith unto the steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Just read unto you from the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will. And may he edify our souls forever. Amen. Amen. Now, our lesson, if you were to concentrate on verse number 10. And it reads, but when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. Now, we're going to stop right there. We're going to concentrate on that verse. That's why it's very important to know that seniority has no privileges. Now, this should be an encouragement to those that have been working for the Lord all their life to continue to work. And it's also an encouragement for those that have just recently come into the house of the Lord, those who are now enthusiastic about serving the Lord. God's word this evening is letting us know that seniority has no privilege. It does not matter how long you've been serving the Lord. Everyone, the Lord says so, is going to get every man is going to get a penny, which we know that the monetary value of a penny in those days was equal to one day's pay, which is what the Roman soldiers got, which is anybody that had was a laborer, they got one day's pay. Whatever the monetary equivalent was, that's what they received. And so these that were working, that had labored, that had come into the vineyard early in the morning, they supposed that they were supposed to get more, but before they even came into the vineyard, the Lord had an agreement with them, come into my vineyard and work, and whatever is right, I will pay. And he agreed with them before they even come into the vineyard. So if you look at society now, how they have what is known as a two-tiered wage system where the new hires only get so much, but the ones that's been there for a long time, see, nowadays on our jobs and out there in the world, seniority does have privileges. But in the name of the Lord, every individual is going to get whatever it was. And then later on, the Lord told us in one of the verses, he said that whatever is right, I'll pay. So if I worked iniquity, then I'm not going to get my reward from the Lord. So it's very careful for you old soldiers to continue to serve the Lord. For you old soldiers, keep your shoulder to the gospel plow. Because if those that have been serving the Lord for a long time, if they get a reward, what say ye about those that just come in? So we have to be careful. We have to be mindful of the agreement, of the covenant that the Lord made with each and every last one of us. We have to continue, and as I say, this is an encouragement to all those that are serving the Lord. This is an encouragement for those who just recently come in. Regardless of what affluence an individual may have reached right now, it should be good to know that our spiritual leaders of the day, our Billy Grahams, our Jerry Falwells, our T.D. Jakes, our Creflo Dollars, our Dr. Price, all of these individuals is not going to get any more than what you're going to get, regardless of what level of affluence they may have reached, regardless of how many things they may have accumulated. At the end, but see, these right here are just materialistic things. These are worldly possession. But see, I want to, at the end of my day, to receive that one penny that the Lord promised me. Does not matter how long you've been laboring. Continue to labor. Continue to do what it is that the Lord would have you to do. Now, I'm going to digress here momentarily back to the first verse. And verse number 1 said, for the kingdom is like a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. So there are some of us that have been working with the Lord for a long time. But see, in verse number 10, it's letting us know about the jealousy that we sometimes can have in our hearts because somebody comes into the house of prayer and they're on fire for the Lord. And they're doing all the things for the Lord, and they're getting all the attention. And we say to ourselves, which that demon comes to our mind, and he provokes us, and he says, you see that? They just got here, and they already been promoted to this position or that position. You've wanted that position for a long time. My brothers and my sisters, let God handle his business. Do not become envious. Do not become spiteful because the Lord is working with someone. We're supposed to encourage each and every last one that comes into the house of prayer. But see, I know sometimes those old heads in the church will do that. Sometimes they will not give the recognition. Sometimes they will murmur. Sometimes we will. Excuse me, I left myself out. Sometimes we will do that. We will go to the point that it would practically, we would scatter God's sheep, all because we're not receptive, all because we've been there, all because we came in at that first hour. But then later on, in the third hour, which we know that the day starts at 6 o'clock, we know that the third hour of the day is 9 o'clock. So the Lord went out because God is staffing his vineyard, and he's staffing it in such a way, and he's bringing laborers. Say, why are you standing here idle? Now, I want to straighten something out here. They were in the marketplace, and they were in the marketplace looking for employment. These were no lazy people. These were people that really wanted to earn a day's wage for a day's pay. So when we see that word idle, we can't associate that with laziness or that they didn't have anything to do. They had went there for the express purpose of finding some job. But they said, no man will hire us. So what is that saying to you, Deacon? It's saying that God has something for each and every last one of us. That God has, there's no reason. We look at the statistics and they say that the unemployment rate is declining, it's down to 4.3%. But in the Lord, it should be 0% because God has something for every one of his children to do. He has something, a message for every one of his children to preach. So there's no reason for us to say, you know, 4.3%, that's a very low percentage. But God wants us to have 0% unemployment. So, my friends, if I were you, I would take advantage of this opportunity, this invitation to come into the vineyard, into God's vineyard, and work. Then he went out again in the sixth hour, which we know was at 12 noon, and we recruited some more workers. And once again, in the sixth hour, this is what the Lord told him. Say, he went out about the third hour, went out again into the sixth hour, and did likewise. He did the same thing. He was on a recruiting mission. He was saying that all of those that he may have missed, or all of those that may have come, or all of those that may not have been interested in doing a work for the Lord. You know, sometimes people sleep late. Sometimes they're preoccupied with other things. They're not able to get to that marketplace and put themselves out there. They might not bring their resume, but see, the only resume that you need with the Lord is that you show up. And this is one thing that we have to be able to think about. Can I show up? Will I be available? Will I be fat in the Lord? Will I be faithful? Will I be available? Will I be teachable? Will I be able to do the task that he has assigned me to? So, as I was saying, whatever your schedule is, somebody could have been home with a sick child. Someone could have walked the floor all night long. So, we all not on the same schedule, not morally, but spiritually, as far as God is concerned, we on his schedule. But see, that's one thing about it. No one knows the schedule of the Holy Ghost. So my brothers and my sisters, if I were you, I would get right on in. I would let the Lord examine me. I would let him look over my resume. I would accept that invitation to go into his vineyard and work. But if you notice, he got three sets of workers here. He got the early ones, the one that's like those of us that come into the Christ at an early age, come in early in the morning. Then he got the ones that came in right at the third hour, which was 9 o'clock. And then those of us, I'll call them those lunchtime laborers. So we got to go a little bit further. Can't get stuck right there. And about the 11th hour, or we went out into the 9th hour. That's 3 o'clock. And did likewise. And then the vineyard still needed workers. There's something, if you notice, when people join the vineyard, when they join the church, I know a lot of vineyards that I've been in, they immediately assign that individual to some type of auxiliary to do the work of the Lord. Now, we're talking about these ones that came in about the 11th hour. Now, the 11th hour is just about the end of the day. And the Lord's word let each and every last one of us know. He got a scripture in there. He says, work. Why, I might be paraphrasing here. Work while it is yet day, for the night cometh, and no man can work. So this opportunity, even until the 11th hour, even until 5 o'clock, 1 hour before the day is concluded, God has work for those that is willing to do what it is that he says to do. They said, why stand ye here all the day idle? So there are some of us that have been out there, how we say, doing our thing, been out there womanizing, been out there drinking, been out there abusing our bodies, abusing other people and everything. But see, these are the ones that did not come to the reality of serving a true and living God in their youth. But there are some that is still coming. So the Lord is letting them know that I got a job for you. Why are you standing there idle? And if you notice, the reward, the pay, is what the Lord had promised. He promised everybody that he hired, because we know that sometimes people will compare their paycheck. But see, we cannot look at the temporary thing. We just can't look at that little paper check or that little monetary check that we get. I'm talking about that everlasting check, the one that the Lord will say, servant, well done, come on up higher. You've been faithful over a few things. Now, that's the reward that I'm talking about. But we cannot allow ourselves to look at what someone else is receiving. See, and we're going to move right along. So this is verse number 8. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto the steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Oh, man, I know that's going to irritate some people. I know this is going to get a whole lot of people with an attitude. You mean to tell me, now can't you just hear yourself sometimes saying, I've been here all day long, and they just got here, and they're going to get paid first. They got a lot of nerve. I just can't wait till I pull that foreman aside and tell him how I feel about this situation. It said, beginning from the last until the first. I had to say that again. So those last hires, those people that are babes in Christ, those people that just recently come in, God is taking care of them. God is going to look out for them the same way he look out for those that have been serving the Lord. As I say, this should be not a detriment, but this should be an encouragement to those that is serving and have been serving the Lord for a long time. We're too close to turn around, too close to start murmuring. We're too close to allow what the Lord is doing for somebody else to shake us to the foundation of our soul. And then we're going over to number 9. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed. Okay, now this is the part right here where they supposed, they felt that seniority, because I've been here a long time, I'm supposed to get preferential treatment. Wait a minute, hold on, newcomer. That's my seat right there. I know you've seen that where people come in to the vineyard and someone else occupying a seat that they normally occupy, they would tell them, hey, brother, or hey, sister, that's my seat. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine how we sometimes do, how we feel that we're supposed to get preferential treatment? Because whether you know it or not, any seat in the house of God is a good seat, whether you're in the front or whether you're way in the back. But we know that sometimes the Pharisees and Sadducees, they sit in the back and they take notes. But any seat, as long as you can hear the word of God, as long as you got a vantage point, and if you notice when you go into most vineyards, the altar is elevated so that you will get a good view of the messenger and also of the message. And so, and when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. If you notice, they didn't start talking trash until after they received their money. Say, man, I don't appreciate that. Don't appreciate you giving them the same thing you're giving me. They ain't been here that long. And that's one reason why on jobs they do not like for people to compare their paychecks. They'll tell a new hire, don't you tell nobody else what you're making. But God promised you to give each one a penny. And they murmured against a good man in the house, and that's what they say. These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, I want to stop right there, has made them equal. Now, regardless of what your office is in the house of prayer, regardless of what station you hold, from that preacher on down to the lay members, everybody in there is equal. If you want to do something for the pastor, the word says, freely you give to them. If the people, so if they have a desire, that's why some vineyards, they take good care of their shepherd. But at the end of the day, as I was saying, regardless of all of that affluence that they may have accumulated over the years, it's good to know that Mr. T.D. Jakes, excuse me, is equal to me, or excuse me, I'm equal to him. Creflo Dollar, Dr. Price, Jerry Falwell, Billy Graham, all of these individuals that hold a high position in the Lord, the word is saying that they are equal to us. And so moving right along, and see, this is the Lord speaking. This has been the Lord speaking ever since I started these scriptures. He addressed these individuals, one of the individuals, but he was talking to all of the individuals that were murmuring. He said, friend. He identified them as friend. Now, it's good to be identified as God's friend. He said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? So did we not have a verbal contract that at the end of the day that you would receive this? Why are you concentrating on what somebody else is getting? And so, say, take that thine ears and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. So my brothers and my sisters, seniority has no privilege. Everyone that comes in there and uplift the name of God is entitled. Go throw that word out there. Is entitled to whatever the Lord deems right for them to receive. In regards of how long I've been in there, I should be glad. I should be glad. One day my son told me, he said, you're jealous. I said, no, because I want you to you're jealous of my accomplishment. I said, no, son, no, I'm not. I say, son, I'm happy. I'm happy for you, son. I'm happy that you have accumulated this. I'm happy that you're doing that. So I can never be jealous because I want you to exceed. Just like the word said, that unless we exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, so we should be glad to see people come into the vineyard, regardless of how old they might be, and to do well in the Lord. And the Lord is saying, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine? Is thine evil, I evil, because I am good? Now, God's word is saying, I'm fair. I'm not treating you unfair. Can I not do? Can I not keep the promise that I made? Is it not good for me to do what I will with mine? So my brothers and my sisters, we should think about this. It says, so the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Now, we're going to pause right there. That many are called, but few are chosen. So you have to have that special quality for the Lord to do what it is that he will have you to do. Because you will invite a lot of people to come into your midst, but it's only you will handpick a few that you know that are dependable. It's going to do what's necessary. Yes? I'm doing a program, baby.
What?
I'm doing a program.
Oh,
look and see. Excuse me. So we have to be able to do what it is that the Lord will have us to do. We've got to go forth in His most holy name. We got to put our shoulders to the grinding wheel. Say, many are called, but a select few. I'm just paraphrasing here. But a select few are chosen. A select few will get that assignment to be leaders, because we all can't be the same thing. We all cannot be preachers, even though we at times we can preach. We all cannot be teachers. We all cannot prophesy. But at one time or another, God would use you as an instrument to bring forth these things. So, my brothers and my sisters, seniority has no privileges. To those that have been serving the Lord for a long time, continue to do so. For those that have just come into the house of prayer and trying to find your way around, don't be discouraged because someone might be murmuring against you. Don't be discouraged because the elders feel that you need to cut your teeth in order to be one of them. Just know at the end of the day that your reward is going to be the same as them. That they're not going to get any more than what you got. Be sure that you're working for the Lord, because He says in His word, no work or no labor, or depending on what type of publication you read, no labor that you do for the Lord is in vain. So my brothers and my sisters, it's not to put anybody down by saying seniority has no privileges, because we all are fighting, we all are working so that we may have the right to the tree of life. And however it is, whatever your assignment is, because I'm more than sure that in that vineyard, you got some that prune, you have some that pluck up, you have some that plant, you have some that water. So whatever it is that your assignment is, do not allow the heat of the day to prevent you from working out your soul's salvation. It's time to stop murmuring against the good man of the house. It's time to do what it is that He will have us to do. And this is not, as I say, it's not a detriment, but it's an encouragement to those that have labored and labored long, just to know that God is going to keep His word. So we got to keep our word. We say that this is what we'll do this for. But see, we're living in a society now where people tear up their contract. Everybody want to be the highest paid. But in the Lord, there is no highest paid. We have to continue to do what it is that He will have us to do. So my brothers and my sisters, I want you to excuse me, because my wife, she's not been feeling well lately, and she was asked to me a minute ago, about some food. She's a diabetic, and I know that she has to. I thought I had prepared her food, and she just asked me where I put it at. So, in the name of the Lord, but don't not allow that to distract you from what the Lord was letting each and every last one of us to know. So may God bless you, and may heaven keep you. And Brother Brown, the first poem that I was going to read, it just mysteriously popped up. Now, I don't want to leave God's children with this poem in their mind, but I think it's essential that I read it. It's called Time. So the things we do with time, we waste time, we spend time, we serve time, we save time, we mark time, we wait on time, we run out of time, and we take time. Now, these are the benefits and the things that time does for us. It seasons us, it ages us, it matures us, and it prepares us. It said time is always moving. Time cannot keep still. Time gives us an opportunity to do God's will. Time is calculated by the position of the sun. Time is not impatient, although it waits on no one. Time is something you can't see, taste, or feel. Time is not fictional. Time is for real. Time travels in cycles. Time covers a span. It doesn't come with instruction. It comes with a plan. Your time may be short. Your time may be long. You must serve time if you've done something wrong. Gestation is the time that it takes to give birth. Your age is the time that you spend on this earth. Time is the space between two events. Time keeps moving. Time doesn't relent. Time can heal wounds or mend a broken heart.
It doesn't take much time for your healing to start. Time is not unpredictable. Time is not strange. Time brings progress. Time brings change. Time wakes nature in the spring and puts it to sleep in the fall. But some people don't have time for God at all. Time sometimes moves slow, sometimes it moves fast. Time allows us to make amends for our sins of the past. God is monitoring how your time is spent. Whatever you do, take time to repent. So make and take time for God before it's too late. The time is coming soon for your expiration date. Now I thank you. May God bless you and may He ever keep you. And I don't want you to take the focus off of the lesson for tonight, because it's very important that seniority has no privileges, excuse me. And so continue, my brothers and sisters, to do what it is to work in the Lord's vineyard, regardless of what time you may have come in there. It's work for all of us to do. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to bring forth His word. And next week, if someone wants one of the poems that the Lord has given me to give to you, then I'm going to give my email next week. But because of the shortness of time, tonight, I don't have the time right now to give it to you. But next week, if it's God's will, I will give you my email so that you can email me and I can just email the poem back to you, because God, He wants me to share it. And whether I get compensated for it or not, then that's up to God. So God bless you and may ever keep you. Now turn the program back over to Brother Brown.
Brother Deacon Marvin Cox, I want you to, if you have your email available, you can give your email out now. You have a few seconds left. If you have your email available, you can give it out now.
Okay, yes, it's DeMarco, that's DEMARCO, 1591 at gmail.com. Once again, that's DeMarco, which is DEMARCO, which stands for Deacon Marvin Cox, 1591@gmail.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you all have that information. Again, he will be sharing that information on the next time that he's on this worldwide platform again. But the next time he comes on, he will be giving out that email address continuously for those that would like to for him to email copies of his poems. So I thank God for him for putting that in his spirit, because people are being blessed by those poems. So we thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox, for that. Right now, we're going to get ready to close out tonight's program. My time is running down short, but I'm asking you all to go and pray with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word that came forth through your man of God, Deacon Mervyn Cox. We thank you for the different poems that he read, the poems that were a blessing to those that are bereaved on tonight, and the poem in the title of Time, because we know that time is winding up and your son Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So we thank you for Deacon Mervyn Cox on tonight. We thank you for each listener. We pray, Lord, you will continue to have your mercy and grace upon each one of us. Continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus is our prayer. Have your way in us that you will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight, know that God loves you. I love you as well. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to give God praise. Good night.
Good night.
Your life for me.